1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
You say you're embarrassed to be an American after 9/11.
Well, Phil, I'm embarrassed to be an American after 9/11 because a year after 9/11, there have been no other terrorist events. And
you mean no other terrorist attacks after 9/11?
Yeah, and on a daily basis, we're crying about it. We're worrying about what's going to happen next. Let me explain to you and your listeners, America is having a very hard time coming to terms with 9/11, I think because we feel stupid. After 9/11, nothing happened. And here we are a year later with egg on our face. We're waving the flag. United We Stand bumper stickers. We're singing God Bless America. And for what? Lines at the airport. And our European friends have been laughing at us, too.
Well, we had a terribly traumatic event, an enormous event in the history of this country.
Yeah, and it was the only one. I know, I see this in my practice all the time as a marriage and family counselor. I see people making a bigger thing out of something than they should.
Are you said our European friends are laughing at us?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, I travel to Europe on business. I have several friends in France and Germany. And when we go out to restaurants or we travel through airports, when Europeans find out that you're an American, they do something that has been taking on steam over there. They start to cluck like a chicken. They start to put their hands up into their armpits and do the chicken wing and do a kind of a chicken walk.
So they're mocking Americans in Europe?
Yes, sir. I was in Luxembourg.
Because we're what? We're chicken? How does it make us chicken that we are on guard against another terrorist attack?
It makes us chicken because we ran around thinking that there were going to be other terrorist attacks and there were none. And so we're being a little bit like babies. I wanted to tell you, Phil, I was in Luxembourg and I was at a rail station, and my wife and I were traveling into Austria on a skiing vacation, and some of the people on the platform, when they heard me speak and knew that I was an American, and there were a group of about six of them, they put their hands into their armpits and they did the chicken walk like they were pecking at feed. Now, this is a kind of a humiliation that we let ourselves in for. This is what the world thinks of us. And there hasn't been anything after 9/11. We've tried to make something happen.
Well, what did we try to make happen? I mean, we had the anthrax attack.
Yeah, but that turned out to be domestic. We even went so far as to think some plane crashing into a barbecue pit in San Dimas was Al-Qaeda. Americans, since 9/11, have been walking around with egg on our face, acting like chickens. And for those of us who travel on business to Europe, to hear Europeans like French and Germans doing that barnyard sound, that cluck, 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 like a chicken, to me is an absolute outrage. And Phil, I do travel extensively. I don't know if you do.
I've traveled a little bit. We're talking, by the way, with Dean Wheeler, who is a marriage and family counselor, who is advising that Americans have to face the fact that over the last year we were big babies about 9/11 because nothing else happened. There was no other terrorist attack. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, as we talk to Dean. And we're also going to get into a workshop that you're having called confrontational therapy. To answer your question, no, I don't travel as extensively as you.
Well, all right, but after 9/11, people will find out that you're American, and they try to embarrass us. I've had many Europeans come up to me and go, boom, you know, just to see what I'll do, to watch me jump, to watch me get frightened.
Well, don't you feel harassed?
I feel embarrassed. I feel embarrassed for myself, and I feel embarrassed for our country.
Well, I guess we've suffered a very serious trauma, and the rest of the world doesn't understand what's happened.
Well, I think the rest of the world gets it. They've lived it much longer than we have. What we need to do is admit we blew it, admit that when a small dog is approached by an angry dog, they roll onto their back and they submit to the larger, stronger dog. I think we have to submit to the fact that we're big, fat chickens, and we're acting like big, fat wedding babies. You know, this is the only way that we're going to be able to confront the fact that since 9/11 we've overreacted, and I think that's the one point I want to make here.
All right. Your workshop, you talk about confrontational therapy.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, in our workshop, we learn to face the reality of ourselves. In our case, here in America, we figuratively, what we did for the last year is we wet our pants. Figuratively wet our pants, and we have been standing there as a nation for the last year in a puddle of our own urine with our pants soaked. You know, the only explosives that have gone off in this country since last year was the fireworks on the 4th of July, and even then millions of us thought it was Armageddon. This is absolutely embarrassing.
So as a country, we stand there with wet pants standing in a yellow puddle.
That is right. The way we...
Now, you say we need to come to terms with this before the entire world.
Right. We have workshops.
Tell me about the workshops.
The workshops, in coming to terms with what we've become, big babies, what does a baby wear? A diaper. And around in San Francisco area, as well as other major cities, those people involved in our workshops are in public areas. I was in the Midwest last week, and we forced people to either put on a diaper or be humiliated. We have set up a screen-changing area.
You're making people put on diapers. Why?
To acknowledge that we have been diaper dirtying babies since 9/11, and that we stand there in a puddle of our own yellow urine.
This sounds to me like you're trying to get people angry.
I want people to get angry enough to confront the fact that we have been babies. Put on the diaper, mess yourself, and get it over with. And that's what we're doing.
1-800-449-8686 is our number as we talk to Dean Wheeler, a marriage and family counselor who believes that we need to confront the fact we've been big babies since 9/11, since there have been no other terrorist attacks in this country. All we do have are long lines at airports. And now you are forcing people to put on diapers, and you've set up changing areas near major malls.
We have screen changing areas. And
this is a really unusual, and I dare say, a step that hardly anybody would take. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, we've had people. What we do, Phil, is we tell people that if you put on a diaper and you confront the fact that you're nothing but a big baby, and you get over the fact that since 9/11, that is what America has essentially been, a country full of chickens and babies, then we are able to go ahead, and if you want to mess your diaper, go ahead. If you want to do number one, that's fine. But the point is to confront it.
And so people willingly go into a changing station, put on a diaper, and what, they wear it for the rest of the day?
It is a way of role-playing. That's exactly right.
All right, and if they don't want to put the diaper on?
Well, let me tell you something, Phil, before I go there. Do you have any idea how humiliating it is to be staying at one of the finest hotels in Europe, and there's a knock on the door, and it's a chambermaid who puts plastic on your bed as a joke, as a practical joke.
So all over Europe, people are making fun of Americans for being big babies about 9/11.
That is right. And what we do in confrontational therapy is...
Well, you didn't tell me what you do if people don't want to put the diaper on.
Well, if they don't want to put the diaper on, then we will play a sound effect. Let me show you. Now, this is essentially, if I can find this for you, Phil, what confronts all of individuals who don't want to put on diapers. This is essentially what we do. We show them how they've been wrong. And you can listen to this as they walk into the store. Or. Now, you can hear that, right?
So you're humiliating them.
We're confronting them with the fact that they're acting like babies and chickens. Since 9/11...
All right, let me ask you a question. If I'm a man who survived the terror attacks on 9/11... or for whatever reason, I was able to maybe survive the terror attacks on the airplanes. All right, and I am fearful. Are you going to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have fear about more terror attacks.
If there haven't been any, what are you afraid of? So we say, put on the diaper or confront who you really are. You bet. It is humiliating, Phil. We acknowledge that. And if you hear that enough over and over again, you know what America has become. Listen to that.
All right, 1-800. I hear that. That's to get people angry.
That is to get people angry and motivated, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Brooke, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Brooke.
Hi.
Yes.
I mean, I am a counselor myself, and I think this is utterly ridiculous. The man doesn't have a brain. I mean, to be counseling people. I lived in Saudi Arabia. I know what the other side is like.
Right.
I know what is happening. There will not be one American safe in the whole world.
Right, Brooke, but the reality is there was only one terror attack. That was on 9/11, and there have been no others. So what are we afraid of?
We're afraid of, there was also another attack earlier, you know, with the same building. There are terror attacks everywhere. I mean,
not in America. And, you know, when the first World Trade Center bombing happened, we thought it was isolated, and it was.
We'd be damn fools if we didn't pay attention.
Well, I'm not.
Are you saying that? Are you saying we should not pay attention?
No, I'm not. I'm saying face the fact that over the last year, how many times, Brooke, have you been worried or, you know, soiled yourself in the last 11 months over fear?
Many, and I'm not scared. I have a master's degree. My husband is a doctor. And I'll tell you what, I'm thinking of getting a sailboat. This is the first time ever I have been frightened that something else will really happen in this country.
Okay, then this is appropriate.
And he's a jerk.
Why are you playing that chicken?
I don't really think he's a counselor.
Isn't it appropriate, Brooke, in your case? Don't you think this is appropriate in your case?
Laughing?
You don't think that's appropriate?
For him to laugh?
No, that's not laughing. That is a chicken.
He's playing a chicken clucking.
Why is that foolish? Why is that foolish? Think about it. The reality is, in my practice, I try to get people to confront what is real, what is in focus, and what's out of focus. And you say you're going to buy a sailboat? What are you going to sail where? To Africa? What? I don't understand that. You're getting
I have lived in Saudi Arabia where we always looked underneath the hoods of the cars looking for bombs. I've lived in that time period.
You said that you soiled yourself many times over the last year. How can you be a counselor when you yourself are filled with fear?
I am not filled with fear. I'm filled with intelligence, which is something you're lacking with.
I'm lacking intelligence.
Yes.
I am revolutionary. Let me ask you something.
If you're revolutionary, then go do something that'll benefit us. Don't be saying to people, don't be frightened. Absolutely, they should be aware of what's happening.
Of course we're aware of what's happening, but nothing else
is
happening.
No, we're not aware.
We're standing there with egg on our face because we looked for all the Europeans are standing.
I've lived all over the world. The Europeans are looking at us stupidly because we are thinking of attacking Iraq right now, which they're right.
They are calling us chicken.
No, they're not.
They're doing this behind my back.
When was the last time you went overseas?
I was in Europe last week. I was in Switzerland last
week. And they told you that we're chickens.
They are standing in rail stations making these...
He says that
they're telling you that we're chickens.
He says they're standing in rail stations making chicken sounds every time they see an American.
The only chicken is you.
And you know something else, Brooke?
You're misleading people.
You admitted you soiled yourself. So.
You're misleading and soiling myself?
That's what you admitted to.
Obviously, you're a man that knows nothing except poopy ideas and peeing. You have the same little brain.
Well, you don't sound like a counselor. You sound like a very angry woman. You're in a session with a patient. There's a smell of excrement. You stand up to excuse yourself.
I don't have that problem. Obviously,
you told me that you did.
They must excrement themselves around you because you obviously have nothing worthwhile to give them.
Exactly. Can we stop with the chicken effects?
No, but this is what we are subjected to as Americans.
No.
All right, look at Brooke.
The Americans are bright, strong people,
but the Europeans,
they don't need to put up with a wimp like you.
Europeans consider us to be big babies.
No, I've lived all over Europe.
Since 9/11.
You're a jerk.
Well, you've never been anywhere.
I've lived all over the world. What do you mean I've never been anywhere?
How come we have done our confrontational therapy, we have grown adults get into diapers, and we tell them, go ahead, do it.
Because you have a very odd practice, which is not normal.
Revolutionary practice.
And I think you should be checked.
Revolutionary practice.
What state are you practicing in?
I'm in the state of California. Go ahead.
Well, there you go.
Make your jokes. I knew that. Where are you? What state are you in?
I'm in Florida.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we copy every idiot thing you do.
All right, thanks, Brooke. I got to take a break. Obviously, you guys have a difference in method or whatever. We're talking to Dean Wheeler, a marriage family counselor who believes that since 9/11, Americans have acted like big chickens and big babies. In his confrontational therapy, he has people put on diapers, and he tells them, go ahead and purge your fear. And if you don't, then he plays chicken sound effects. and the sound effects of babies crying. Have we been big babies since 9/11? There have been no other terrorist attacks in this country since then. No threats against airplanes, no terrorist attacks at all. We'll get back with Dean Wheeler and your phone calls. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry here with Dean Wheeler, who is a family counselor. And let's go over to Ingrid. Go ahead, Ingrid. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
It's a comedy act.
Hello, Ingrid?
Yes.
Ingrid, go right ahead, dear.
Okay.
You're on the air, Ingrid.
Okay. I want to tell this jerk. I don't know where you got him. How do you think I'm the mother
I'm a marriage
of a girl
counselor.
That died in the World Trade Center?
I'm a marriage and family counselor.
You're an idiot. I don't know what rock do you crawl out under. And in Luxembourg, they were laughing at you, not at the Americans.
No, they're laughing at they're doing this.
We have every right to take care of ourselves. My daughter died in that building, idiot.
In which building?
Why don't you crawl under that rock instead of calling yourself a psychiatrist?
Which
you
building?
Belong in the
Hold on.
Gutter.
The lady saying her daughter died in the World Trade Center.
Tower number two.
In number two?
Yes.
Okay.
And what right
now,
do you have to make fun of the Americans? You're a disgrace.
Will you stop it with the chicken sounds?
You're a disgrace.
Well, I want to ask Ingrid, why didn't your daughter try to get out?
Why? Because if they told her to stay in the building and she tried to get out.
What do you mean? Why
I
did
have
they...
a tape where she called me and she says they're trying to get us out, but there wasn't enough time when the second
right,
building came
right.
crashing down,
Ingrid,
you jerk.
Ingrid, were the elevators working? Or,
No, the elevators were not working.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Would you like to hear my tape from my daughter, you jerk?
Well,
she died in that building. It should have been you in there.
Ingrid,
not
you need
her.
You need to
because
move on.
You're an idiot.
You need to move
Phil.
Past it. You need.
Phil.
How can a woman move past the fact that her daughter died?
Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you have the nerve?
Will you get this chicken off?
How do you have the nerve of having people like this man on the radio?
He's a family counselor.
Ma'am, I'm a trained...
I'm a
trained psychologist, ma'am.
You
and
are
I'm,
a garbage
I simply wanted to ask you...
You are a garbage pit.
When your daughter was in that
Phil,
building, did
Phil,
she... could she have jumped or...
No jump!
Phil,
she's up 58
Phil,
million floors!
I'm
yes,
not
ma'am.
Even going to demean myself to answer a
well,
question
I'm trying to
like
ask,
that.
I'm simply asking, were there
Phil,
stairs or elevators?
Yes, there were stairs and elevators. They were telling people to stay in the building.
Phil?
Yes, Ingrid?
How do you, as an American, and
well, you
I presume you love this country.
Yes, I do, very much.
And like I do, too. And I wasn't born here.
We're,
I went to college
no,
here. I
don't
became
get
an
that.
American citizen.
You're not from America. Where are you from?
Okay. And I don't
you?
Understand how you can put a man
something?
On the radio saying that they're
can
laughing
I?
At the Americans.
Ingrid,
they're laughing at people like him,
Ingrid, did your
not
daughter
at
take,
the Americans.
Did your daughter take hang gliding or anything?
Okay.
Would,
oh, come on.
Okay? You're a jerk.
It
should have happened to you, not to other people.
Other
there was
people.
Almost 3,000 people. There was 3,000 parents and grandparents crying for their children.
Have you ever
jerk.
Been have you been parasailing in Mexico?
Look,
parasailing?
I don't want to talk to you. Goodbye.
All right, Ingrid, I'm...
What did I do?
What did you do? Well, first of all, that. Number two, were the elevators working?
Well, Phil, that's the first question we ask survivors.
Yeah, and then, did your daughter take a hang gliding class, and have you ever been parasailing?
You have a lot of hostility? I cannot...
Yeah, I've got a lot of anger and a lot of hostility. That woman's daughter died in the World Trade Center. She died!
Well, I understand a few people were killed at...
Yeah, 3,000!
She could have opened up one of those umbrellas.
Okay, Mary Poppins, we ain't talking about here. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, Dean Wheeler on the line with us here. And I have to ask you, Mr. Wheeler, to keep your comments specific to your reactions to America's psychology after 9/11, not whether somebody ought to be making a hang glider out of a coffee stirrer and copy paper so they could have sailed out of the World Trade Center.
Well, I was mentioning in our workshop you could throw in an electric pencil sharpener, and she could have made an ultralight aircraft.
I don't want to hear anything more about that.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I'm overreacting, huh?
Well, I mean, lighten up.
Lighten up on what, man? In a few weeks, I'm going to be in New York for the 9/11 memorials.
Well, I'm trying to get America to deal with the fact that we may have, while 9/11 was bad...
I know, we might have overreacted the rest of the way. That's why we ought to be wearing diapers. Here is Nick on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Nick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. First of all, Phil, you say you're going back for the memorial. Do you know how many people actually...
800-449-8686. Here's Elizabeth on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here, Dean Wheeler. We have a confrontational workshop where we're putting diapers on people. Hello?
Okay, Elizabeth, you there or not? You're not?
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
let's go. Mr. Wheeler, I think that, number one, I think you've got a fetish about diapers, and that's what this is all about. Number two, I think you should be investigated by the appropriate licensing board, if you have a license to do this. I think what you're doing is dangerous.
What am I doing?
What you're doing is damaging to people.
How could it be dangerous to put a diaper on?
I don't care about your opinions. It means nothing to me. I
well,
think that
if it doesn't mean anything to you, then why are you calling?
Doing. You're dangerous, and you're hurting people. And you know what? You're
America,
a terrorist yourself.
America used to be a superpower.
That's what you are. You're a terrorist yourself. And you're a little chicken can squawk all at once.
Well, that's what we're dealing with.
Because it really ultimately means nothing. You're
all right, what about this?
And
okay.
I think you have a diaper fetish, and I think you need to address that before you go trying to assist other people.
Elizabeth, the only thing dangerous about wearing a diaper is diaper rash.
Are sick. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You hear with the people checking in with your idiotic opinions here. Let's go to Andy on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Andy.
Hi, just a couple comments. First of all, where were you on 9/11?
Where was I?
Yeah.
I was in Hawaii.
In Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay, I remember that day very clearly, much like many of my elders remember.
But that's not what this is about, Andy. This is about the years since 9/11.
And
there haven't been any attacks.
I think our reaction has been more than appropriate. I think you are possibly right that we have maybe in ways overreacted.
Right.
However, it's not only a reactive situation, it's also proactive. And we
proactive,
are now beginning
standing in long
to see
lines.
That the times have changed, and we're now starting to look forward and prevent something like this from happening again.
And what am I supposed to do when I'm standing on a train platform in Europe and someone's doing a chicken walk and all of that?
Have you ever heard of being the big person
and it hurts.
Walking away?
It hurts.
It does hurt, I agree. I've been made fun of before, but
what are they
you're doing now by...
What do they make fun of?
When you're letting this making you, a psychiatrist as you are, you think you'd be able to handle someone making fun
of
you.
No kidding. Exactly.
You should be able to just deal with it and walk away. I've been made fun of before, and the only way that they get their satisfaction is by you whining and saying, oh, my God, we need to wear diapers
here's the thing,
because we're crying.
You don't like people clucking chickens at you, and yet here in America, you've got people putting on diapers, and you're laying the chicken noise on them.
That one.
Yeah, that one.
Well, I think that there is a reason for this, and it's because we need to purge a lot of fear out of ourselves. I think we need to move on.
Purge fear.
Yes. The combined anal retention in this country is at a dangerous level. We have to release, and that's what my program's about.
I traveled 4 weeks after 9/11, and it was very tight. And I traveled again last week. I was at Ground Zero last weekend.
And
I would say that America has started to let go, and things are starting to relax a little bit. But there is absolutely every reason to be concerned when something of that magnitude happens. 3,000 people died. 3,000 people died. People that I don't even know, and there are actually people that I did know.
You know, I was in a TGI Fridays in Germany, and the DJ had everybody in the bar doing the Funky Chicken, and I knew what that was about. It was about me.
It was about you.
Yeah.
What led you to believe that?
Because they've been doing...
You were looking for it to be about you.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
In other words, you're being paranoid. You saw some guy doing a chicken walk on a train station. Now everything... Let me ask you something. When you go into the supermarket and you look down there at the Zaki Farm chickens, what do you do then?
Don't be ridiculous, Phil. You know, the fact is I don't like it, but I'm not going to do anything about it.
You don't like what?
The fact that they have the chickens out.
You think the fact they have chickens out is because of you?
I think it's a comment on us, yes.
Oh, my Lord. You are unbelievable.
You know something, Andy? I think most of us, when our time comes, shouldn't be buried in coffins. I think they should put all 250 million of us in large buckets.
Okay.
All right.
And what?
Like Colonel Sanders buckets?
Right. Now do you get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's great.
In awe here. You
are a riot.
You are something.
All right, Andy, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
And thank you very much, Mr. Wheeler, for your time and for absolutely destroying what I had left of my show.
You know, a KFC just opened up a block from my house.
Why don't you go over there, get an oversized bucket, and bury yourself? That's just great. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Why do we put on a diaper? We'll be right back.